about God's first creation of it. Now you may say, big deal. I mean, we come to this new media conference, whales are playing on the television, we're missing that. And the first speaker is telling us that fundamental doctrine of creation is that God created everything. It's obvious, isn't it? Well, it is obvious, but it's really important. And in the first chapter of Genesis, that's worked out time and time again because it's really important. So, for example, in verse 16, the writer says, God made two great lights, the greater light and the lesser light. Now, what's the writer referring to by the greater light and the lesser light? The sun and the moon. But why aren't the words sun and moon used? Well, part of the reason is in the ancient Near East, people believed in the sun god and the moon god. And this is a theological polemic, as we call it. Or in other words, don't be so stupid to believe that the sun and the moon are gods. They're simply the greater light and the lesser light created by the one true God. Or if you go to verse 21, in Genesis 1, so God created the great sea monsters. Now that word create in Hebrew is very special. It only occurs in verse 1 of Genesis 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And then later on, God created human beings. Why in verse 21 is it used, this very special word, with the great sea monsters? Does God have some kind of interest in Free Willy? Is his favourite sea theme park SeaWorld? I mean, what is going on? Well, again, if you know the stories of the ancient Near East, you'll know that in many stories, God has to overcome the great monsters of the sea before he creates. The writer is saying, God doesn't have any peers or competitors in creation. He doesn't have to overcome anything in creation. He speaks, and it is so. God has no competitors or peers in creation. And that means on the positive side that there is nothing to fear within creation compared to the power of God. You don't fear the sun god or the moon god. All is gift from God to rejoice in. And yet, just to be negative or cautionary at the beginning of this conference, after all, I'm a Methodist. I mean, I tend to caution. And I'm a scientist, I tend to caution. I'm a theologian, I'm overboard on caution. Right at the beginning of this conference, note how God's sole creator says, don't put your faith and worship the object, worship the creator. Don't put your faith in the sun god, the moon god, the great creatures of the sea. Make sure that your perspective is about worshipping God. For those of us within the Christian New Media, it's not ultimately by iPad or by Twitter, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And for those of us who look at the way that technology and New Media draw people in and ask them to put faith for salvation into some of these things, as a reminder in which we say, no, the Christian gospel is about something different. Yes, it's gift, but it's not to be worshipped. It's meant to be enjoyed as gift from God. And so in Colossians, remember in Colossians 1, Paul takes this image of Christ and says, in him all principalities and dominions and authorities, all things were created in him and through him, and he is supreme in all things. So what does it mean to say that Christ is supreme in New Media? Some of you will know the famous quote from Kuyper, who once wrote, no single piece of our mental world is to be hermetically sealed off from the rest. And there is no square inch in the